Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Our opening hymn on this May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, is number 748 in your St. Michael hymnal, Sing of Mary, number 748. Sing of Mary, pure and lowly, Virgin Mother undefiled. Sing of God's own Son, most holy, who became her little child. Fairest child of fairest mother, God the Lord who came to Word made flesh, our very brother, takes our nature by his birth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and it's now a universal feast day in the Church. And it's an important day for us here at Relevant Radio because we have our May crowning today. We also renew the consecration of Relevant Radio to the Immaculate Heart of Mary at this Mass today. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin,
all the angels and saints,
and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who chose the mother of your Son to be our mother also, grant us that persevering in penance and prayer for the salvation of the world, we may further more effectively each day the reign of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm is, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you."
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you."
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish.
You are my son, this day I have begotten you.
And now, O kings, give heed, take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him with trembling. Rejoice.
You are my son.
This day I have begotten you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for a moment. If our Blessed Mother was giving the homily today, were to give the homily, I think she would say, "Now pay attention to what he said. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Being a good mother, she would say, "Stay real close to him. Pay attention to what he's saying." So today is a feast of Our Lady. It's a feast of Our Lady of Fatima. It was on this day, 105 years ago, in the midst of the First World War, that the Blessed Mother miraculously, extraordinarily, appeared to three shepherd children, Lucia and her two cousins, Francisco and Jacinta. She was 10, and they were 8 and 7. They were shepherd children. I've probably seen the black and white pictures of them, and you can learn all about it on our app and on our website with the video today. And our message was, the message of Our Lady was very clear, and the children understood it immediately, and they reacted very positively to it. And she said, "Pray the rosary and do penance for the conversion of sinners." That was it. Pray the rosary and do penance for the conversion of the sinners. And the kids got right on that. Our Lady appeared every month on the 13th until October 13th. She'd worked this extraordinary miracle in the presence of 70,000 or 100,000 people when the sun danced in the sky. There were prophecies associated with it, all of which have come true. And you probably know the story as well as I do. You can find out more about it on the video on the website and on the app, and you can share that with your friends. But besides being the feast of Our Lady of Fatima today, it's also the anniversary of when St. John Paul II almost died on this day in 1981. A would-be assassin approached him in St. Peter's Square and shot him almost at point-blank range. And he was a professional assassin. His name was Mehmet Ali Agca. They caught him. He was put in jail. The Pope, after he recovered, went to jail. He forgave him. It was on the picture of the front of Time magazine. And years later, as recounted in Drew's book about divine mercy, he converted the Catholic faith. I mean, it's just an amazing story. And the Pope said in his recovery that he felt that one finger pulled the trigger of the gun, but another finger guided the bullet, because the doctor said if it had gone a little bit this way, a little bit that way, he would have been dead, right? And he recovered. A year later, to the date, on May 13th, 1982, St. John Paul II took the bullet that the doctors took out of his gut, and he put it inside the crown of Our Lady of Fatima, which is in the museum there, and I took a picture of it on my phone, right as the nun who was leading our tour said, "No pictures allowed," but by that time it was too late. And I got the picture, and we put it in the video, so you got to see the video. It's just like, I got to see that thing. And it's the most amazing thing. You know, that you see providence at work here. So today, after a homily, we crown Our Lady with flowers. It's a tradition in the church. That's a statue of Our Lady of Fatima. Why do we crown Our Lady? Because it's her month. This is her month. May is the month of the Blessed Mother. Also, we crown Our Lady because she's a queen, and queens like crowns. And even if you're not a queen, I haven't found a whole lot of people who don't like crowns. I'm not going to mention her name, but there's somebody in this company. When she goes to Burger King, she comes back with a crown on. And we found out that St. Joseph likes a crown, and baby Jesus likes a crown. So Our Lady gets a crown because she's queen of heaven and earth, and she's our mother. All right, and we want to do something sweet and kind and thoughtful and affectionate for our mother. After Mass today, we renew the consecration of Rel and Radu to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We have three consecrations, one to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, one to St. Joseph, and one to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, a few days ago, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops called on all Catholics in this country to pray the rosary today and to fast for a number of intentions, for our nation, for the integrity of our judicial system, and that all branches of government be dedicated to seeking the common good and protecting the dignity and rights of the human person from conception and natural death. Second bullet point, for the overturning of Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey in the Supreme Court's final decision in Dobbs versus Jackson. Third point, for the conversion of the hearts and minds of those who advocate for abortion. Fourth point, for a new commitment to building an America where children are welcomed, cherished, and cared for, where mothers and fathers are encouraged and strengthened, and where marriage and the family are recognized and supported as the true foundation of a healthy and flourishing society. Fifth point, for our Blessed Mother's intercession and guidance as the Church continues to walk with mothers and families in need and continues to promote alternatives to abortion and seeks to create a culture of life. We live in, these are our times, but they're really quite amazing times. And I don't really have to tell you a whole lot more about that, but I would invite you today to pray the rosary on your own or with us in the evening at the Family Rosary Across America. And I would invite you to fast. How does fasting affect prayer? It triples its strength, at least triples it, maybe quadruples it. And I had a friend who used to say, prayer and fasting, okay, I'll pray, you fast. No, we're both supposed to pray. We're both supposed to fast. It strengthens our prayers. And let's think about that today and be generous in that regard. And now I will bless the crown of flowers of Our Lady, and I'll ask Anne, since you're the closest young lady here, to come up and put the crown on Our Lady. Would you do that, Anne? Thank you. We'll all stand as Our Lady's being crowned. And now we'll say Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In Mexico and Guadalupe, then they say un aplauso para la Virgen, which means a round of applause for the Blessed Mother. Gathered together here as children of our Father in heaven, let's bring our petitions before Lord with confidence for Pope Francis and all priests, that they will entrust their ministry to Our Lady of Fatima and invoke her powerful intercession for the increase of holy vocations. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that all will embrace the message of Fatima, especially the daily recitation of the Rosary, as an effective way to obtain peace throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that the culture of death will be silenced, and that Our Lady will intercede and protect against all forms of violence and aggression against life and the defense of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Relevant Radio, that Our Lady will protect and guide our mission and keep us always close to her Immaculate Heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jerome Siebers, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also thank our Lord today for the leadership of Archbishop Hebda in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, on the 6th anniversary of his installation. And then let's pray for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dear Father in heaven, we believe in your power, and we trust in your mercy. We ask you our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, of himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, this day my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Receive, Holy Father, this offering of our humility, which we bring you with joy as we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary, and grant, we pray, that it may be for us, who are joined to the sacrifice of Christ, our consolation on earth and our eternal salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name on this feast day of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he
who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, Fernando, my prelate, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who've died in your mercy. We welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power,
and glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. May this mean that body of blood. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Of you watching at home or listening on the radio, this is a good moment to pray a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. And our communion antiphon is, Blessed is the womb of the Virgin Mary, which bore the Son of the Eternal Father. The body of Christ. Thank you. adore you, who in your love divine conceal your mighty Godhead in forms of bread and wine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O Jesus, we adore you, our victim and our priest, whose precious blood and body becomes our sacred feast. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Be sure to join us for the Chapel of Divine Mercy today at 3 p.m. with Drew Mariani and the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. on Relevant Radio. Please stand. Renewed by the body and blood of your incarnate word, we pray, O Lord, that these divine mysteries, which we have joyfully received as we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary, may make us sharers for eternity in the divinity of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.